Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome to the broadcast there.
Thank you, and welcome to the show. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is, we're right in the middle of my favorite time of the year.
Really?
Yeah, and not because so much of Christmas, but it's what it represents, certainly. And also, it's... It regardless of this virus scam, as I always say, this is a perfect time for people to be together, and they should do every single thing they can to be together under, you know, correct supervision. But get out there and be with one another, have some drinks, laugh it up, and don't let the big dogs get you down.
Exactly. That's what I think is the big deal here about it is, you know, enjoy this time. And especially this year, Fred, it has been a crazy, nutty year. And everybody's telling us we can't get together with anybody. But you and I will get together, right?
Yeah, we will. We will, as well as our friends. And
we'll just take the temperature of our foreheads and do whatever we have to do.
Well, and, you know, there's a group out here in L.A. that's, you know, there's roughly 33,000 restaurants in L.A.
County. That's about right, 33,000.
Okay.
Shut down, outside dining, no indoor.
Yeah. And there's going to be a group of attorneys representing these owners.
Oh, really?
And it's going to be a class action like you've never seen before. And they're going to go right at this idiot mayor and this idiot governor.
How about that county supervisor that said, hey, we're going to shut everything down. And then the day she said that, she was in Santa Monica dining at a restaurant.
Sheila Kuehl.
Yeah, Sheila Kuehl said that she wanted to go there to talk to the restaurant in person. What, to tell them they might as well shut down and go out of business forever?
Now, you know, for the folks who are listening, Sheila Kuehl is a congressman or
a county supervisor
here in Los Angeles. Yeah. She's been here for a long time. She's a screaming liberal and a dope on top of it.
Well, so it doesn't matter. She just shut everything down.
Just a second.
I gotcha.
But here's the deal. She's going along with this. I'm going to have to tell you this when we come back.
Can we come back and will you give us a whole spiel on this?
I sure will.
Fred Dreyer in the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn from CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
And also the big fan
yes.
of the Dobie Gillis show that starred Sheila Kuehl as the wayward, lovely girl on the neighborhood show that loved Dobie Gillis, played by Dwayne Hickman. And she loved him, and she kept coming up and goes, "Oh, Dobie Doo, you know I love you, and we're going to get married." And she would crinkle her nose.
Okay, so hold on a second.
Wait a minute. I didn't know about this. I'm telling you.
Well, she was the star on that show? She was Zelda or whatever her name was?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, people don't know the show. That's a real old
one. I'm explaining it.
Okay, just relax.
God.
I'm just trying to say it was a TV show called The Life and Times of Dobie Gillis with Dwayne Hickman.
What else? Tell me.
The audience doesn't know.
I'm in the process of telling the story.
Well, tell the story, but give a little more description about the show.
Does it make any difference?
Okay, make a little more. I didn't realize she's the county supervisor of L.A.
Yeah, well, she is. And she's the one that decided, it goes along with these idiotic, because we think that eating in outdoor restaurants is dangerous. More dangerous than you think. We're now going to have to shut it all down. She's behind the push to shut down eating in restaurants inside or outside under the stars. And so what you wind up with is this woman making these declarations that are preposterous, are putting people out of business, so much so that there's about 33,000 restaurants in the greater Los Angeles area. And these people are so livid. They've decided this time around they're not going to just sit in the house and watch their businesses and their families suffer. What they're going to do is they're going to get a class action lawsuit for 33,000 restaurateurs, and they're going to sue everybody who is anybody here on these liberal politics. And that's what's going to happen. And it can't happen to a worse bunch of people. And I'm thrilled that we can have that to look forward to, amongst a lot of other things. There.
Now, can I talk?
Hey.
Just wanted to. I didn't realize that Sheila Kuhl was in that
don't
show.
Get, you lose it. You're going to lose this argument.
What argument? I didn't realize. Well,
you're butting in. Here's what you did.
Okay,
this
go
is
ahead.
What you
it's,
did.
All, it's all yours.
No. But I was going to tell you about Sheila Kuhl, about her 58, 59 performances on Dobie Gillis Show with Dwayne Hickman, starring also with Maynard G. Krebs, played by Bob Denver, who played Gilligan on Gilligan's Island. That's the chain of it. And then, you know, you wanted to tell the story, so go ahead.
Nothing more to really talk about. I guess
well,
you got
there,
it all out there.
Well, there it is. We just did it. So this is what you get. You know, you hire idiots to represent you, and look what they do. They kill your business.
I think they do. They really do.
And they got 33,000 restaurateurs who are a little bit pissed off, and they're actually going to do something about it. And they should have done it a long time ago. They're going to drag this country and the people in this state, especially the people in this state, are under the left wing mandate of the Democratic Party, as well as the mayor Garcetti and Newsom, the governor, and they don't seem to care about anything. What's good for us is good for us, and what's And what isn't good for them. So they don't go by the rules that they make. And I think the people should use their own common sense on how they behave themselves. You don't want to go out to a restaurant, don't go out. But if you own a restaurant, you should open the damn thing up and let people decide for themselves.
It's happening all over the country, that's for sure. Got some action here on the show, as we normally do. We have people here on our Facebook Live page commenting in, and Beverly is here, and she says, "Hi, Fred and Mike." Kathy says, "Good afternoon, Fred and Mike, from Lawndale, El Camino Village." And then Bernard is here, and Bernard, as you know, is from Canada, and he said, "Hope you have a great Thanksgiving." And he said, "Regarding the question you asked last week about Canadian Thanksgiving, Canadian pumpkin pie is a little bit different from American pie." He said in Canada, it's usually more spicy with ginger, nutmeg, cloves, and cinnamon. The extra spices give it an even richer and heartier taste. The perfect remedy for the icy Canadian temperatures. Regards from Ottawa. You've had Canadian pumpkin pie, you said last week.
Yes, I have. And I liked it. Not a lot of it, certainly. But I do like it. I appreciate it.
Chris is from New York, is saying hello from New York City. Kathy said, and I hope you don't get upset with her, she said she was also an actress from The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis. Yes, we just mentioned that, Kathy. Pamela is here. She says, "Hi, Fred and Mike from Georgia." Sharon says, "Hi, Fred and Mike from Texas." And Ray is in. He said, "Hi, guys. I always enjoy your show. Keep up the good work." So you can chime in at Facebook Live, and that will take a little bit of information there and get it for you. Now, so let's talk a little bit. The Steelers played the Ravens, and again, the Steelers are still undefeated. And this was that Wednesday game, and apparently they say they played it because they were confident that a COVID-19 outbreak among Ravens players and staff had concluded and posed no threat for further infection. So they played the game. It's kind of strange because they've been delaying games here and there, but this made a long – it was week 12 that we had here, Fred, that made it for a long week.
It is a long one. We got Wednesday night football, Thursday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, are they even going to be a Thursday night game? Somebody said they might move that. I don't even know, but we'll see.
They've so destroyed sports in this country for this year. So I don't even know how to address it other than what I see to be true. And of course, that is neither here nor there with most people.
Well, exactly, and it's going along with that kind of a situation. Now, Tyrod Taylor has declined to file a grievance against the Chargers, since we're talking football here, and he is not going to pursue a complaint against the Chargers. Now, he was the guy, the quarterback, that started out the season for the Chargers, and he apparently had a pain-killing shot mishap that led to a punctured lung on this thing. It came in week two of the games, and I guess then that's when they brought in their current quarterback, Justin Herbert, and apparently he's taken over the starting job and not going to relinquish it in the Chargers' stellar win season that they've had so far this year.
Well, Let's see. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you and I are sort of giving up a little bit on the Chargers.
Well, look, it's nobody's guess that you can't show up and play the way they play and not hang it on a couple of things: coaching, preparation, and performances. And everybody's guilty when a ship is that out of whack. And I would imagine that coach, Anthony Lynn, is up against it pretty good here.
Yeah, he's not having it too good of a season. We were also sort of becoming fans of Detroit, and then they sort of fell apart here in the last 2 weeks, and they've fired their coach.
Yeah, what's the guy's name? Patricia?
Something like that. Yeah, he's gone.
Anyway, yeah, I was watching these games.
It was a Thanksgiving game.
I was watching that game with a friend of mine, and I had to turn away. It's just too stupid, you know. You have Patricia, who is a defensive guru, who was hired because of that from New England, comes to Detroit and screws up their defense.
Everything. The defense. He was the defensive guy, and he screwed him up.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think they got – didn't they get shut out? It's pretty bad. It's not good.
They lost.
They lost anyway.
It doesn't make any difference what they scored.
Yeah, so we'll move along, but it's like we lost a lot of games in our handicapping last week on the last plays of the game, for God's sakes.
Yeah, we lost three games on the last play.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a little break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge coming to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio, on radio stations across the country, also on Sports Byline, on Sirius XM Channel 211, and always on Roku and video on Facebook Live. Check it out. We'll be back.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. You know, we get emails here on this show, and you can email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And we get a lot of emails in here, and Pamela has sent us an email here, said, "Hello, Fred and Michael. Happy December to all of you, and happy December back to all of you out there." He says, "We all know Stephanie Kramer is a talented singer, having sung on several Hunter episodes, Bob Hope specials, other TV, and in concert, recorded some CDs. And so Pamela's wondering, Fred, if you remember that you once sang with her on a Hunter episode. Do you recall that at all?"
Well, I looking at the picture.
Let me recall you. Here you go. Let's take a look at the picture, and here we go. There it is. There's Stephanie, and there's you. A nice smile on your face. Those of you, we got a picture up on our Facebook live feed. Fred, it looks like he's in some kind of a truck or something, some custom cab vehicle with Stephanie in the passenger seat over there. And this episode was A Long Way from L.A., and the song was 99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall.
I guess we sang it in that cab of that truck.
Must have.
That Ford custom cab.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think both of us are chewing on a straw. See the straw?
Oh, yeah. You got a straw in your mouth there. And she's got one.
She's got one there, too.
Holding it like a cigarette there in her hand.
Yeah.
And
she's pretending to smile.
I don't know if we have the original, but this may jar some people's memory on that a little bit.
Oh, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Oh, 99 bottles of beer. Take one
now. That's Stephanie and me.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Bottles of beer on the wall.
All right.
All right, there we have it.
Thanks so much.
So anyway, but you did sing it, you think, in the custom cab of that truck, right?
Well, that's where that song came from, A Long Way from L.A.
All right. And
the song was, and I'm taking their word for it, that's what it was. But the other one here, it says, the Ed Sullivan Show, it says in December of 1970, you and a few other NFL players sang on the Ed Sullivan Show. That was actually in 1969, my rookie year. So you might look up the Christmas show, Ed Sullivan Theater, 1969, Giants and Jets, because those were a combination of the players used to make up the choir.
And you were both on the show at the same time?
We were in a choir.
Oh.
So it was the Giants and the Jets. And, you know, this was the year that the following year in 69 that the Jets won the Super Bowl. So they were a big deal in New York in 1969, coming off a Super Bowl win. And so the Giants kind of coattailed that success.
So you both went on there with – I was working with Ed Sullivan. There was another old-timer.
Ed was hilarious. He came out and he just mumbled stuff. And, I want to thank all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Merry, Merry Christmas. And we said, Ed, sign this, would you? And he would have signed anything if you just stuck it in front of him. But he had a gray suit on with a red tie, but he had napkins from the makeup department stuck in his shirt.
Yeah.
And he came out, and his head, you know, God bless him, but they just put so much makeup on him. But when you got up close to him off camera and got up and you looked at him, and it was just frightening. But he just thought we were great singing All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth. And I had a solo off of that.
You did?
Yeah, and because I had my two front teeth knocked out when I was a kid, and I hadn't had them fixed yet. in 1970, that summer, in 1970, I did have them fixed. So that's why I know that this was not 1970.
This is 1969.
See?
And you're saying, all I want for Christmas, my two front teeth. Did you get sort of a, like that Spike Jones tune or something where you came through and whistled through your teeth? Did you?
Yeah, that's what I did, yeah. I did that. And then I played it for all it was worth. I just chewed up the scenery. And Ed came out and went, wow, it was really, really swell. And but it was great. It was a great little memory. And good to see Stephanie here.
It's good to see Stephanie in the picture there with you guys as well too. There in that custom cab Ford truck, looks like you had great vehicles in that in the whole show there, Hunter. Some good stuff.
Well, this
over there.
One was all these shows had you don't see shows like this anymore from the standpoint of production value. You know it's all inner city stories, inner city stuff, you know, low riders and what have you. But here you had stories where Hunter had to drive trucks and pickup trucks and do all this stuff. And you got to have a lot of fun with the storylines, certainly in L.A.
Too,
there's
yeah.
so much to show in L.A., you know.
You can see that you two got along a little bit when you did a lot of these two shots, too. Like, you guys had good camaraderie between both of you, Stephanie and you.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the show.
And I used to just tell her, I said, don't screw this song up, otherwise I'm going to have to sing it.
Yeah, that'd stop a show. But you did sing All I Want for Christmas, My Two Front Teeth.
I did sing that.
By the way, the story here from Pam, who sent us this email, she said that you had lost your teeth not playing sports. It was in a swimming pool accident. Is that correct?
Reseda Swimming Pool.
Yeah, what happened?
I knocked him out.
Diving in?
I was diving down, I dove off the side and then went to the bottom and then came across and up real close to the side of the pool and hit my teeth on the coping, the stick out there, a little bump,
yeah.
That little bossed nodule there on the pool, and I knocked my teeth out. Boy, when I hit those, I felt like I'd swallowed a baseball.
Did that stop you from going in? To swimming pools, like when you had the pizza and it was so hot it stuck to the roof of your mouth and you didn't eat pizza anymore? Did you stay out of pools for a while?
No. Actually, I dove back down and I picked up the two pieces. They were two perfectly nice pieces. So I brought them. And I thought I could take them to a dentist
and have them reattach
and have him glue them back in. Yeah. But
did you put them under your pillow so the tooth fairy would come?
But when my mother saw them, I had a great smile as a kid. But when she saw that,
oh boy,
she just about passed out. You got good teeth. You know, if you're blessed with good teeth, like my whole family is,
yeah,
you don't want to be.
You
careless.
Could come with a better story on it, like you know, you were playing football and you made a big tackle or something. You could come up with something a little better than diving into a pool and hitting the coping.
Well, I take that story and I move it around depending
How
on
so?
Who I'm talking to.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, diving back in to look for the teeth, that adds to the story. That does give it a little bit of a more of an appeal. But I would rather see, you know, some guy trying to get you and he hits you with his cleats or something and you were out for a couple of weeks or whatever. That would be a much more football type story.
I block the extra point to win the game.
That's better. There you go. Now
you're
talking.
That it?
That's it.
That's
that
what you
is
want.
It. That's what
that's
I want.
That's what you want.
That's what I want.
That's
football
want.
Square. That from now on this show,
that's
story.
That's what happened. That's
That'll
happened.
Be the story.
Yep.
Okay, you want to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Now, here's a couple of other emails here, because Alex says, and apparently he's commenting about last week's Rams 49er games in which we picked the Rams, and unfortunately, I can't believe the 49ers won, and neither can Alex. He says, wish guys like at Jack Youngblood and at Fred Dreyer could give this Rams team a talking to in the locker room at the half and improve upon them, implore upon them on how important it is to beat San Francisco, and he sends a pouting face to you on this one.
Well, look, every time the Rams lose to San Francisco, the great Norm Van Brocklin rolls over in his grave. But those games were lost by the quarterback.
Really,
their defense has played. The Ram defense has played terrifically.
So it was the quarterback. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's the culprit.
Yep. Because the defense on the Rams, you're right, is excellent. And so that's...
No, they played as they should. They played the line of scrimmage correctly, and they played well enough to win. But you can't cough the ball up. What was it, 3 or 4 times the guy fumbled it, threw an interception, and the guy has to figure out. When I say the guy, Jared Goff, he has to figure out, you know, just what the hell he's doing every Sunday.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, I got another email here. This comes to us from Ironhead. He says, off topic, Fred Dreyer being a Boston sports anchor in the early 80s is really underrated. What's he talking about here? A Boston? Were you a Boston sports anchor?
I was on Cheers.
Oh, okay. So the Cheers episode.
I played Ted Danson's ex
baseball
buddy.
Okay.
And so I went into the sports announcing business, and I showed up at the bar to interview Ted about what he thought about a certain play at the Red Sox, and it was a nice little piece there.
Yeah, and you were up for that, as we've talked about on the show before, and they brought you back as a former love interest there for what's her name on
for Ted
for. Yeah. No, not for Ted. maybe I watched the wrong episode. It could be. I have no idea.
Wrong network.
Yeah, maybe I was on the wrong network. By the way, The Hunter Show is on Stir, STIRR. If you have the Roku app and you go to Stir, you can watch all the Hunters there, including the 2-hour pilot, which was the season premiere of Hunter. Is that right? The very first episode was 2 hours?
Yes.
Yeah. 2 hours, almost like a feature movie. Good stuff there. You can watch all that on there. You go to Stir, STIRR, on Roku. All right, we're going to take a break. Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Fritter and Twitter also, at Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll be right back.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
7 days of Black Friday deals on the hottest brands.
Kick off your holiday shopping at Staples, where you'll find the best gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods with wireless charging case are just $119.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this holiday.
Ends 11/28, in store only, limit 2, while supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal premixed antifreeze and coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers. Like the Ring Indoor Camera, Ring Outdoor Camera, and Ring Video Doorbell. Plus, right now, get free 2-day shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x Speed Perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
And welcome back here to the legendary Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we're on CRN Digital Talk Radio. We're on Sports Byline Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. You can also get us on Facebook Live when we do the show live here. You can check it out. Speaking of that, I could read you a couple comments coming into us on Facebook Live. We got Pamela saying hi from Georgia. Sharon saying hi from Texas. Ray says, hi, always enjoy your show. Keep up the good work. John says, good evening from Oxford, the UK. Beverly says, yes, I do remember the episode, and she's talking about the Dobie Gillis episode. I'm talking about the Cheers episode. John says, does Fred have a favorite memorable episode of Hunter? Is there one that sticks out in your memory, Fred?
Oh, well, sure, of course. Yeah, there's a good half a dozen in there. That's six, Mike.
Pick one.
Half a dozen is six.
Pick one.
I don't know the names. I don't remember what the names of the episodes were. But it was a couple that were really smart, really good, character driven type of.
Who was the guest star in one of them?
I don't know.
We'll have to make a list. That's what we'll do for everybody. We'll make a list of the ones that that really. Catch our attention here. We should also mention that Chris gave us a little more information here because I mentioned you're on Stir on Roku. Hunter, according to Chris, is also available on Prime Video if you have Amazon, which I do. So we can check them out there too. Sharon says it streams on what is it? Fawesome TV also. Fawesome, Fawesome TV. And they also, John says, loves the High Hunter pilot, which starred the late Brian Dennehy. We talked about that here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So Pam also says it's on Prime, IMDb, Roku channel, and it's on Charge. You're on a lot of platforms, Fred Dreyer.
Well, we knew that. I just don't know what they are.
Yeah. We'll have to catch him in our studio here after the show. Sharon says, did you know it was on IMDb? They say it's on a lot. And were you ever seriously injured filming Hunter? We have a question out there. Did you have any accidents on the show?
No.
Not doing – did you do a lot of your own stunts?
I did as much as you can, because you want to have it authentic. And most of the stuff that I didn't do – was done by Russell Solberg, who was kind of built like me, and he was a rodeo guy. He was a roper.
A roper, huh?
And so we would go over, how we would do certain things, like you jump off of a bicycle and you tackle somebody and you roll down the hill in the dirt and then you have a fist fight, that type of stuff.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Oklahoma City Thunder, they have reversed course on having fans in the arena. They originally planned for a limited number of fans in attendance for home games, and the Oklahoma City Thunder are reversing course, and they're going to open the season with an empty arena.
Of course.
For months, they said, we've worked in close collaboration with the Chesapeake Energy Arena, the City of Oklahoma City, local health officials, and the NBA, and we put in place through health and safety measures to allow for reduced seating capacity. However, as we review ongoing and concerning trends in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in Oklahoma, we want to exercise an abundance of caution to help control the spread of the virus in our community. Therefore, the Thunder has made the decision to begin the season without fans in the arena.
And they're going to play 72 games, and all 72, which is probably split down the middle for home and away, all 72 games will be played in front of nobody. And you will get the same lackadaisical turnout as you had this last year.
Which you're saying is maybe happening in the NFL now. You commented that to me before we went on the air, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
That the players are a little more lackadaisical because of no fans? How so?
You bet. Well, first of all, anybody that's played that sport at that level would know that, you know, you rely on and you require fan participation. It's a very exciting sport. Lots of reasons to be excited if you're a fan, especially if you're on the road, especially if you're at home playing a big game with the Rams or at home playing the 49ers. You want that edge in the home celebration of the attendance in the audience. But if it's empty, you lose all of that. And, you know, the 49ers, I'm not trying to make a case for this entirely, but the 49ers show up this last week in L.A. And in front of an empty stand.
Yeah, beautiful.
They beat the Rams, you know.
Beautiful stadium and, we broadcast from
and,
here.
And believe me, when empty. You play in front, this is one of the reasons that, you know, you talk to players and they say, you know, I want to go someplace where we can win. Well, it's one thing to win. It's another thing to come to the ballpark every weekend, and the place is packed with fans rooting for you. And it makes a big difference to people. It keeps people, keeps their attention sharp, keeps them involved in the game. And players want to perform in front of fans. And that's not happening. And in my view, like I tell this audience all the time, my view is that there's an explosion now of COVID testing. There's an explosion now of people being put in the hospital. My question is, and it's never answered, certainly by Fauci or anybody else, who is being hospitalized? Who is dying? Give me the age group. Give me the breakdown. Give me the demographic. Give me all the information I need to make up my mind. Young kids are being, we're now being told that young kids, babies, children should wear masks. They should not be wearing masks. They are the lowest on the totem pole to get any type of virus. They're not getting the virus. They're not dying because of the virus. The people who are 50, 60 plus who have pre-existing health issues who get the virus are genuinely within the margin of being really sick and possibly dying. So those are the people that we should save the beds for. And I want to know who the hell is dying and how that is all shaking out. And we don't know. All I hear is, you know, we're testing positive. We got 17,000 more people tested positive. So what? Who tested positive and what is the wrap-up in terms of who we have to protect? And we got to protect the people who are most vulnerable, and that is the elderly people with these predetermined health issues.
Conditions.
And it's only fair. You go ahead. I'm waiting for one of these restaurateur guys to ask that question of the mayor. I want the mayor confronted. Take a look at what's going on in this country, you know, with all the elections and with everything that's going on, you know, and this show started off being a show about the politics of sports. And here we are. We're deep in the politics of sports. You know, you've got Kansas City now is making that decision right now. The season, the year is starting off. The training camp is starting off, and there's going to be empty seats, and that's going to continue because they're going to continue to test people, and they're going to test positive, but they're going to be, are they all going to be 75 years old? No, they're, you know, so who's being tested and why? The people who are young the people who are younger are getting tested and they're getting flu symptoms. Stay home. Take hydroxychloroquine. Take zinc. Take the things that you know you and your doctor can make that decision between yourselves and stay home until you feel better, until you get back out there. And this is just too much. It's too much to bear, and it's embarrassing to have to be faced with, you know, hear it all, hear, putting up with not only elderly people getting sick, dying, but being lied to about anybody 55 and younger, and the Oklahoma City Thunder reversing course on having fans in the arena. That's a disgrace.
Well, I don't want to get you riled up here too much, but the new commissioner of sports, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has laid out a timetable for when sports fans can return to packed stadiums. And Dr. Fauci says he's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease.
He
laid out a timetable this last Monday for when sports teams will likely be able to pack stadium arenas again. He says the NBA will be the first major sport to make a second return this year for the threat of the pandemic continuing to grow. And according to Dr. Fauci, it'll be some time before arenas like Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles will be sold out. He says, quoting now, "We're going to be vaccinating the highest priority people from the end of December through January, February, March." Now, remember, he was the guy that said we wouldn't have the vaccine until probably summer. Donald Trump, the president, said it would be out by the end of the year. But Dr. Fauci is now agreeing it's going to be out in December through January, February, and March. And he also said, by the time you get to the general public, the people who'll be going to the basketball games who don't have any underlying conditions, that's going to be starting the end of April, May, June. So it probably will be well into the end of the summer before you can finally really feel comfortable with sports stadiums if a lot of people get vaccinated. I don't think we're going to be going to that to be that normal in July. I think it probably would be by the end of the summer. So there you have the word from your buddy.
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. This is the same guy. This is the same guy who told you three different times, you got to wear masks. Don't worry about the masks. You don't have to wear them. They don't really work that well anyway. Then now you got to wear them. And now not only do you have to wear them, but you can't go to a restaurant unless you wear the masks all the time in the restaurant and when you're sitting outside in the sun having a nice hamburger with your friends, and you have to wear the mask while you're eating. This is that Sheila Kuehl, this moron, who's now trying to...
Did she star in Dobie Gillis?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's the same one.
I'm sorry. It hasn't changed. Okay, I'm just wanting
to make sure. In the last 10 minutes,
it hasn't changed. I just want to make sure.
I'm sure it is.
Sure.
So there it is, you know. The commissioner of life, Anthony Fauci, lays out the timetable when you can return to a packed stadium. How about laying it out when you can return to a restaurant?
Well, he says the NFL, Dr. Fauci has said, by the end of summer, he says he thinks that it's possible for packed stadiums by August when the NFL season starts up again next year.
How dare he? That's 8 months away.
Well, that's what he's...
The guy's a blithering idiot.
Okay.
You know, how many times do you have to be slapped
in front of your family? Can we get Dr. Fauci on the show to talk with...
Yeah, let's get that dwarf on the set here and talk to him and have him predict exactly what 2021 is going to be like for everybody. And first, I want to take him down and have a nice glass of beer with one of 33,000 owners who are out of work.
The restaurant owners in Southern California, for sure, and probably a lot around the rest of the country. Everybody a little frustrated. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with our final segment here. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us here in the lounge.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Happy to have you all with us. Real quick, let's do a quick check of some of our comments that are coming our way here on Facebook Live. John says, no home advantage without fans, and that's true. Sharon says, I do have family members who have been hospitalized and friends who have lost family members to COVID. And by no means are we lessening the fact on how serious COVID-19 is. It's just how you treat it and how you destroy the economy when you got to kind of keep some things open and you have to stay safe yourself. And if you are of that group that is old and senior and has a pre-existing conditions, you do very much have to be careful. And you have to be careful just as a regular person so you don't spread it. John says the vaccine was approved in the UK today. Also, hopefully by the end of the tunnel, there's some light there, he says. Chris says, I have family members, even though some are younger and the after effects are not good, some long lasting. I had the COVID-19 virus as well. And you got to be serious about it. And Kathy says, Fred and Mike, will you get vaccinated? Are you going to get vaccinated, Fred? Do you think?
I don't have a history of getting flu shots.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think I will.
And I don't think that it's necessary for me. I speak for me.
I think people should, if they want it. I had the COVID-19, so I don't think I will, but I may change my mind.
I think older people should, if they can withstand that, I think they should get a shot.
Yeah, I do too. Tommy Lasorda, our buddy, is out of the intensive care in the hospital, so that's good. And he's 93 years young, and he's in Orange County, and I hope he'll be out soon and back to it. He's another guy who's got to watch himself, and that'd probably be around, you know, people that could possibly give that to him.
I wonder if people like Tommy, 93, he's not healthy. I wonder if he could withstand a shot.
Yeah, that's a question you got to ask your doctor, too. You're right about that. That's our show, everybody. If you miss anything, send us, check out Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Send him an email. Follow him on Facebook at Fred_Dreyer and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll be with you next week, same time, same channel. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Yeah, I'm going to get home and see if I can tape the Dobie Gillis series.
Just see if you can find it. Sheila, Zelda's in that, I think.
Zelda Gilroy.
Yeah, that's right.